Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Our next guest is probably the guy you wanted to get the notes from in class over and over and over again. I'd be like, hey, Lance, can I have your notes? Oh, yeah, sure, you can have them.
Hey, Lance, can I look over your shoulder and cheat?
Well, that probably would have worked, too. Lance Reisland was quarterback at Kent State at one point. He's also coached high school football around town, Orange, and where else? Garfield Heights, too, as well. He knows it, he gets it, and he loves the game, and he gets to write that on Cleveland.com as well. So, Lance, right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Lance, can I have your notes, please?
No.
Well, you can have my football notes. I'm not sure if you want my math or English notes, to be honest with you, but I will give you my football notes. That I can promise.
Well, that sounds good. I'm good. I, trust me, my math skills weren't exactly off the chart. That's why I went into communications. I can speak it. I can't figure it out when I look at a piece of paper. Lance, what do you think of the Browns and what happened at minicamp? What did you learn? What's the biggest takeaway?
Well, my two big takeaways were didn't have to do with the quarterbacks, which is shocking to some. But
all right, Lance, it's been great talking
wonderful
to you.
Have
a good
here,
Father's
Lance.
Day, and we'll talk to you soon. Now, what were the big takeaways?
Yeah, obviously that was a big part of it. But the two things that stood out to me is, first of all, the offensive line, the physical condition they're in. Those guys came in great shape. DeJuan Jones, very hard on him last year, came back from that knee kind of injury and just didn't look in shape, and that big body couldn't get it moving. I thought he looked great, but as a whole, that offensive line looks physically fit. They had a great offseason. The other thing I noticed is how deep they are and how Mason Graham and Malik Collins and obviously Garrett and all these guys, they're 8, 9, 10 deep on the defensive line, and these guys are all long and can run. So those offense and defensive lines it's where you win football games. That's where they're really, really solid right now. Those guys are in great shape. They're going back to a scheme they like. So they're going to be competitive because both sides of the ball up front are good. And then the quarterback position, I thought the young guys got better. I don't think the young guys are ready to play right now. In fact, I don't think they're really close to playing right now. But I think the Browns staff is doing a good job of allowing them to learn the system, so when they do get in, they're able to play at the highest level they're capable of.
You sounded like a football coach when you were talking about the lines. So with that in mind, you think those two groups, Lance, are solid enough, potential enough to be really good, that this team has something to really build on? At least it sounded that way.
Well, you know, two things. First of all, the offensive line is going to be, you know, they had a tough year last year. They had some injuries. They had, you know, they were in a scheme that they weren't comfortable with. And I always say this as a former offensive coordinator, and like, you know, Kevin Stefanski, obviously not at that level, but it's not what you can put in, it's what you can fix. And especially last year, he was running an offense that he couldn't fix because obviously he was trying to maximize the skill set of a quarterback, which I truly appreciate. Now they're going back to this, this wide zone, weak side zone, counter power, where these guards are going to be pulling, pin and pull. They're going back to what they know, which will really help that offensive line. Plus, that offensive line's in shape. So there's two things, right? They're going back to what they do well, and they're in great physical condition. Now, defensive line-wise, they're 9 deep. Obo is the 9th guy, and he's a heck of a football player. So they got guys inside. I think Malik Collins was a huge pickup. He's got great feet, little ankles. He can move. For a guy 320 pounds, he can really move. And he and Mason Graham inside are going to be really, really disruptive. And then you add McGuire, you add Wright, obviously Garrett. They're so deep at that, you know, that defensive line that they can really create short fields maybe for that offense. So the offensive line, what I'm getting at is that I think they can win first down with the offensive defensive line. If they can win first down on offense, they're second five. That helps the quarterback. If they can win on defense, they're second, third, and long. Now you can turn those pass rushers loose and possibly create some turnovers. So, yeah, I think those two, the trenches for the Browns, I think can really be beneficial to these guys this fall.
Lance Reisland joining us, Cleveland.com. Lance does some great analysis of all kinds of football stuff, did great breakdowns on guys coming out for the draft and now breaking down the Browns like crazy. As a former college quarterback, as a head football coach, as an offensive coordinator, you said right now the rookies aren't ready. You watch these four quarterbacks. If you're thinking, and as a coach, this is what you would have to do, speculate, look, kind of see who's going to emerge down the road. Which guy intrigues you the most?
Well, I'll be honest with you. If I'm a coach, and you know, obviously at the NFL level, you have to answer, you know, GM. There's people above you, right? And that's the same thing when I was offensive coordinator. I had to answer to my dad. And my dad said, I want to see this guy play. Then, you know, you're an assistant and you do that. So for me, as long as Kevin Stefanski's number one goal is I have to play the guy, I'm not trying to make guys better. I'm not trying to get guys experience. I'm trying to get guys ready to play because you got to win. Because if you're developing people, you're probably not going to be around the following year, right? Your job is to develop them in the off season. But when you get back to training camp, your goal has to be, well, which guy gives me the best chance to win? And for me right now, just because it allows his teammates to do that, I think it's Joe Flacco. And people say, well, you know, we know what he can do and things like that. But what he does, he allows the rest of the guys to play at full speed because he doesn't have to go through that, put in the play, go through the walkthroughs. He's kind of done that all. He's not only done it here, but he's done it for a long career. So early on, I think he's the guy. The guy that intrigues me, I'll be honest with you, I'm kind of torn between the two young guys, right? Because I was really high on Gabriel coming out because I think he does great things. He is undersized, so he's an outlier. And then I thought Shador Sanders came in and, you know, during rookie camp, I thought he's okay, but he's made great progression with his footwork, his, you know, his mechanics. You can tell he's very coachable. They both have a good time. So my thing would be, if I'm a coach, is I'm going to get all these guys to my best of my ability to get them to understand the scheme, because if they don't understand it, they can't play at a high level. So I think they're doing a good job of getting them all ready, and then you got to figure out who that guy is.
Lance, does it make a difference? And I know we talk about it, but does it make a difference between a left-handed and a right-handed quarterback? How much of a difference?
You know, I don't think so, especially in Kevin's offense, right? So they're going to do lots of things when, you know, Kevin likes to run that weak side zone and then or power and then run that boot play action off it. And those are different launch points, and he's done a really nice job of getting, you know, getting all these guys at different launch points and where they throw the ball from and how they throw it and who they're looking for. So for me, it doesn't really matter who's in or what they're doing. He's going to play to that strength. But remember, Kevin wants to throw, he wants to run the ball on first down as much as possible. He wants to get in 12 or 13 personnel, create matchups with those tight ends that can both run. So I think all four of these guys can do it. I think the thing that'll hold them back is if they have to think. Once they're thinking, they lose, right? It has to be reactionary for all these guys. And for me, I think Flacco does that just because of experience. He can be more reactionary than the rest of the three.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Lance Reisland's joining us. He does football analysis for Cleveland.com. A former high school coach in the area, former Kent State quarterback. A quarterback's best friend is the offensive line. Second best friend, wide receivers. What did you think as a quarterback looking at those wide receivers? And are there guys at that position that can help this quarterback group?
Well, that's two things, right? First of all, Jerry Jeudy is a legit number one. You go out to practice and you see Cedric Tillman. You got to hope he stays healthy and continues to progress before he got the concussion last year, because he has all the physical tools. He's tall, he's long, he can run. So those are two guys. And when they drafted Fannin and when they drafted those two backs, it tells you they're probably going to be in more 12 personnel. Now, with Fannin and Njoku, that really creates a problem for the defense, because do you stop the run or do you stop the pass? And that's kind of the thought, the theory behind 12 personnel, is that you're going to dictate what the defense puts on the field. And I think that'll be their strength, because I think they're pretty high on Tillman. Obviously, Deontay Johnson, not a lot of cost there to get him. He's super talented. You can see that on the film. But that tells me they got to have three guys. They have to have three guys that they think can play, because they're going to be in more 12. I like Luke Floria. I really think, I know people are like, oh, you like him because he's a Cleveland guy. He's really been what the Browns need in that slot. He's twitchy. He's sudden. He can do lots of things that they need. Very quarterback friendly. But it tells me with what they, you know, how they drafted those backs and going back to the scheme and drafting Fannin and relying on that defense, it tells me they're going to be close to the best and kind of hopefully rely on that defense. So the receiver position is a concern, and rightfully so. But I think if Seth Tillman can get to where they think he can get to, I think they'll be okay.
Can Luke play special teams? I think I keep looking at that depth chart from wide receiver, and I'm like, all right, how can this kid make this team, and how does he get there? And again, you know me, I'm just same as you. I was like, I'm rooting for the kid from Mentor. There's no question. So,
well, as I watch it, there's a couple things he can do. He can return. He can cover kicks. He's a football player. Comes from Mentor kid, smart kid, knows what he's doing. But you can tell, there's much more than that. He's really athletic. He can really move his feet in a small space, which makes him a great gunner on punt, because he has to avoid that double team. He can do that. He can also return punts. I know he can cover. He's tough. I'm very impressed with him, not only because of his toughness, but like I said, he's physically got some tools. And, everybody says his height and all that kind of stuff. All those concerns are really good. But as my dad always told me, I do my best as a coach, and I'm sure they do. These guys do too. They're NFL coaches. You do what guys do well. And he's a football player, and the Browns need football players, guys who maybe don't fit the mark on some of these measurements, but guys who can play. Luke Florey is a guy that makes plays, and he consistently makes plays every day. Now, when pads go on, sure, all that stuff comes into the talk, but he's really a good football player, and that's what they need.
All right, let me just throw you a little curveball here, too, just because I know you've got a huge high school background, too. Yesterday, the state decided to jump from 16 to 12 teams during the playoffs and give those first four teams a bye. What'd you think of that? And there's a part of me that really likes it, but there's a part of me that doesn't like it. You tell me.
Obviously I love high school football. That's my foundation. I am so happy they went back to 12. I actually liked it at 8. And I say this because, my years when I was coaching, there's a number of years I would have made it in at 11 or 12 that my team wasn't good enough, to be honest with you, to be a playoff team. Then there's years where we were just kind of okay, and we would have got in because they were taking 16. And, I understand all the people playing extra game stuff, but the thing that always made high school football, especially in Ohio, special to me, is that if you got in, you deserved to be in, right? And you had to earn your stripes to get in, and you had to play the correct teams, and that's what comes into scheduling and things like that. Now, what the 16 teams did probably, and if they kept that, that would give you more big games during the season, because as a coach, you got to schedule properly. But I always thought 16 was way too much. I just thought, you get those – like I said, I just think of my own teams, and I went back and looked at the 20 plus years I was at Garfield. We would have been in most years, and there's some years we just weren't good enough to be there. We were competitive, but I just like the idea of those playoffs being special because you have a special team and you deserve to be there.
It was a hard pill to swallow to see two win teams make the playoffs because of their strength and schedule. I thought that, to me, that was a little difficult.
Yeah, I mean, you have times, you know, you especially look at those lower divisions, five, six, and seven, some of those smaller schools. There's, you know, there's some years that, you know, even if you look at Region 1, there's a couple years you go into week 8, 9, or 10, there's teams with no wins in Region 1.
Yeah.
And, you know, then all of a sudden they get in at 16 and they got to play Eds at Lakewood. Well, that's, I don't care what anybody says, that's not fun for those kids. That, you know, what's going to happen. And I, you know, I always believe in doing what's best for kids, and that's not what's doing best for kids. Taking your 1-9 team over to, you know, play a Proke school at Lakewood. I don't think that's great for kids. So yeah, I agree with you that, and there's too many average teams getting in. Right. And
yeah,
that's what I always liked about high school football in Ohio, is that when you got to the playoffs, when you were playing week 11, everybody was good. And that's what it should be.
Lance Reisland's joining us, Cleveland.com, former high school football coach at Garfield Heights. His dad, Chuck, former football coach at Garfield Heights, college football coach as well. He mentioned his dad earlier. I'm going to ask you a question that I think the answer to is wide receiver, but I'm wondering if you agree and if there are others. You watched mandatory minicamp for the Browns. Is there a position group where you thought, yeah, they need to go and add somebody before they go to training camp just so they have a little more oomph, a little more possibility of somebody who can be an impactful player on this team?
Well, I think receiver, I think they went out and got a guy that they think can help them, Deontay Johnson. And when you see his skill set, you can absolutely see why. Now, obviously, there's a lot more goes into that with guys who have that, those off-the-field things that happen. But for me, who just watches the film, he gives you everything you want on film. He's an outside guy. He can play some slots. So they have addressed that a little bit with Deontay Johnson. They have to figure out what Seth Tillman's going to be. The other position that I think is huge, especially in the Schwartz scheme, is this free safety with Hickman. Is Hickman the guy? Is Jenkins the guy? Do they like this Kazee kid who has made some plays? But in this safety-driven, you know, kind of defense where he's a one high hat. Now, Delpit's the guy down by line of scrimmage who makes a ton of tackles, and that's where he's best. But they got to have a guy back there. That's why, like, Xavier Watts, when they were coming out, when they took some other guys, and Billy Bowman out of Oklahoma, like, guys who can create some turnovers from there, be sure tacklers when things break through. Because if you're in this pressure man defense, you're going to have some big plays. You want those big plays to be 30 yards, not 60-yard touchdowns. So the guy's got to be able to tackle. The guy's got to be able to communicate with Schwartz's scheme. So for me, the position I'm really interested in, besides the receiver position, is what are they going to do at that one high safety, that last line of defense? Who's that going to be, and can that guy be an impact guy?
What do you think of the running backs? Did somebody jump like crazy, jump out to you, or do you think that are they good to go there?
Yeah, I think, you know, I do a draft pod with Dan Lobby and Tim Bielek, and I, you know, they really were high on Junkins. I was not as high on Junkins when he first came out. I actually liked him at Ole Miss more than I liked him at Ohio State. But then he's been, I was wrong, and I have no, I'll take credit when I'm good, and I'll also be honest, I did not have him as high on my board as other people did. I just didn't think he had the speed that he has. He does all those little back things, but he's 220 plus pounds. And for me, I think that was huge because he can break the big one. But like I said earlier, he gets you to second five, second six, which is going to be the big help for this offense and whoever this quarterback is. So yeah, Junkins is good. Sampson's a guy. I think Pierre Strong is very good. Now, I think not only did they draft two backs, but now again, just put Ford now. It's almost like having three new backs because now Ford goes back to what he does really well, which is that being that third down back. He pass protects very well. He catches the ball very well in the backfield. So now this backfield seems to make sense. I think they're going to obviously go with Junkins and Sampson as the rotational guys and then get Ford in there. Pierre Strong's a guy who won't hurt you either. He's kind of that downhill guy too. So obviously you're never going to make up for the loss of a Nick Chubb. That's just impossible. However, I think the Browns fans will be very happy with Junkin, Sampson, Strong, and Ford.
Lance, as always, thank you for your knowledge. And we're always smarter when we talk to you. I got to tell you, I always walk away from this and go, man, I didn't think about that. I didn't realize that. So thank you, Lance.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for having me. We'll talk soon.
Right, thank you, Lance.
Make sure you're checking him out too on Cleveland.com. And he was on the North Homestead Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, Hotline.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.